On Pevav and Medal, we're holding a Rashi halfway down the page. Hi Kidine. So we have a situation. We have a person has money and he has karka. So we get, and he has a balchayv and he has a ksubas isha. So each one gets according to what they're supposed to get. Zehel b'mos. This person lent money, so he deserves to get money. But by her, the main thing she relied on was being able to get karka. She didn't give anything. So her claim is against the karka, because that's the main thing that she wants to... That's what gives her the confidence to be in the marriage, that she knows that there's property, which is safe, because you can't really destroy karka. So she has no claim on any money. So what you can argue that that's not true. She brought something into the marriage. She brought the nitzay tzern barzel. So she's claiming the value of them, which that should be like metaltalin or the items. So Rashi says, huzacha behen miyad. The way nitzay tzern barzel work in the marriage is like you saw over there in Yevamos, that the husband becomes the owner, and he owes her money. But again, once that's, it's a question of owing her money, by putting it together into the ksuba on the with the it's more along again, she's relying on the shibud karka as the source of the payments. So we saw over there in Yevamos, by the case of the avodim, the woman gets married, and she brings the avodim into the marriage, so the avdim and barzel can eat truma if she marries a kayan, and the avdim alug can't, because avdim alug belongs to her still, and but the avdim and barzel become they go into the possession of the husband. So you see over there that, and there's now the more has a machloikis if. If she has a right to demand the husband dies, does she have a right to demand the Ali Tzern Barzel back or not? And the more you see, the more even that is only because of the argument of Shrach Beis Aviyah. These avodim were in her family's possession for many generations, you know, so they would be, it was a covenant to the Beis Aviyah that they should get those avodim back, or all of this is a chayv mamon. So that was these. But she has no right to get it at all. So, but you see that the concept of this umbrella becomes full ownership. I do want to point out that we'll learn about Metzia, and you have the sugya of Tzern Barzel in the context of not of marriage, but a person's hiring somebody to work for him. In what's called makabo, which means a person undertakes that the umbrella concept of sharecropping, etc., means that the sharecropper takes over the property to do all the work, has all responsibility, and then they share in the profits. So the more it discusses that, not only in the context of karka, it discusses the concept of shepherding, etc. So it talks about the being makabo son barzel. That the shepherd will be makabel the tzayin to take care of it, and they split the profits. Over there, it's not clear that it's pretty clear that it's not the same as over here, because over there the halacha is that the noisein has a right to get the sheep back. It's just that they're called tzayin barzel because if anything happens to the sheep, the makabel has full responsibility for it, and even to the point of compensating for market value loss, but the avid still belongs to the noisin, and he has a right to get it back when the arrangement ends. So the tzern barzel by isha, the tzern barzel by makabel are not exactly the same. Okay. The Mor says that... okay. The Mor says it was only one piece of karka. The karka which is left over was only enough to pay for one of the two. So then the Balchayv Yavina, we give it to Balchayv Shalatinal Delis because we're worried about the concern of that if we don't do that, people will be closing the doors for potential borrowers because the lenders will be concerned about lending money.
We're really concerned about the borrowers, not the lenders, really. Though.
Correct. Yeah. The full phrase in the Mor is Shalotinal Delis Bifnilovin. We shouldn't shut the door in front of those who want to borrow. That's the full phrase. Yerusha Mishu'ish writes a Lisa, Isha Ritzali Nose, more than the man wants to marry, the woman wants to get married. Therefore, Veloch Hashinon, Loimer, we're not worried about Mishum Chino, that maybe we should say that the woman should get it, and therefore that'll be a reason that the idea of marriage will be more attractive to her, and she will be willing to get married. So we need to protect the woman's right as a way to give her an incentive to get married. So not worried about that concern. Because the woman wants to get more married than the man. Now, Rashi Vadavka Shashtorish Ditav Yom Echad, it's all talking about that they have the same date. Avim Kod was Manak Suva, he gave her, but if she had an earlier shibud, so she has part of the Dinim of Shtoris is that the lender lent money, being aware that there's a shibud already on this karka because a shtar creates a kol because it's signed by Adim, so people know about it. People know that she has a shibud on this piece of karka. So you, Mr. Lender, who lent the money, knowing that there's a shibud on the karka, so that was a decision that you made. So then the person can't say I didn't know about it because a shtar generates a kol. Okay. Okay, it's something more. Amar Leir Papa the Rav Chama. Beginning of the line, about 12 lines up on the bottom. So Rav Papa said to Rav Chama, Vare der Misa Mishen the Rabbi, is that true that you said in the name of Rava? Rava was Rav Papa's Rebbe. So Rav Chama was a Talmud also. So Rav Papa is asking Rav Chama, the Talmud of Rava, is that true that you said that the following? Haiman the Maski Bezusi. Person that there's a claim of money against him. Well, he has a piece of property that he owns. What's the Bachayv? The Bachayv is coming to collect, he wants to collect the karka. So, is that true that you said, Vamar Lezil Shkol Me'ara? The Loiva says to the Bachayv, here's the karka. Amrina Le, the Bezin says, Zil Zobin At Baisi Havle. So we tell the owner of the karka, you owe him money. Go, if he wants money and he's not willing to accept the karka, you have responsibility to go and sell the karka, get the money and pay him. Is that true that you said that? Amar Leilo, no, I didn't say that. I did not say that in the name of Rabbi. So they said Emily. So then Rav Papa asked Rav Chama, so what exactly was the story that brought out that I got heard this misinformation? Okay. Amrle, so Rav Chama said back to Rav Papa, the story was the following. Tell him he had money. And he came up with this claim that the money wasn't his. This money belonged to a goy, and he was just holding it for the goy. So the Bezin did not feel that there was, he was saying the truth. But they couldn't call him out on his lie. They couldn't prove it. So they told him, so he had this piece of character. So he said, okay, fine, no problem. The money belonged to the goy, fine, don't they keep that? Go sell the karka and get the money. You do the tircha. So why? Who also shall go hagen? The fear also shall go hagen. He was playing a game. So Bez, in response to the way he was playing, we said, listen, you ever bet to me he had money, so then everybody else had to give the money. So he came up with this claim, which we knew was not true, but we couldn't prove it, that the money wasn't his. The money sitting there in his house wasn't his. So he figured, okay, so let the Baal Chayv deal with the schleppers selling the karkas. So he said, okay, you deal with the schleppers selling the, that you deserve under these circumstances, and we're gonna give you back this type of treatment. But as a general rule, it's not the responsibility of the loiva. If he doesn't have money and he has karka, the Baal Chayv will have to collect the karka. And if he wants cash instead, he will have to deal with the sale. Omer le Rav Kana le Rav Papa. The doctor Marto. According to you, that you said Prius Balchayv Mitzvah, that the reason why a person has to pay back a chayv is because it's a mitzvah. We'll see what that means in a second. Omer lo nichali the eved mitzvah. Right? He says, okay, if it's a mitzvah, I don't want to do the mitzvah. Right? In other words, if you learn that the root of the chayv is not a chayv moment, but it's rooted in a chayv mitzvah. So what will be if the person says, if it's not a chayv moment, which it's just a mitzvah, I don't want to do the mitzvah, what happens? Okay, so the Rav Papa said back, Tanina, there's a mission about this. The mission says, that which we say that you get malchus, 40 malchus, you know, 39 malchus, is b'mitzvahs lo yisaseh. That's why lo yisaseh. Okay? But, of a mitzvah aseh, when it comes to doing aseh, there's not a din of malchus of 40. But let's say, shemer lo yaseh sukkah b'en o'isa. A person has a sukkah, and he refuses to sit in the sukkah. Lulav ben oisi, he has a lulav to take it, he's refusing to take it. So lach is makanos asher teitzin avshoy. So Bezin will say, do it. He says no. They take a whip and they hit him. He says no. They hit him again. They hit him 100 times. There's no limit of 40 till asher teitzin avshoy. Right? Then you can't hit him anymore. Right. So Prius Balchayv Mitzvah is very simple. He refuses to do it, so we make him do it. Okay.
I mean, that's like Makas Marnus. I mean,
no.
But it's not.
Not a punishment. It's an incentive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but either way, it's not like regular Makas.
What do you mean?
It's not,
you mean
for
physically,
a
it's not for a lot. No,
yeah,
it's not a punishment.
Yeah, it's right. It's not like you get a fixed amount and
no, it's
with all the halachos of
right. The Rashi, Vada Demisu, is that true that you said? Now the language more says Vada. It is so. So it sounds like it's a statement. Rashi says Loshen She'elahu. It's read as a question. Emesu, is it true, Sheshamati, that I heard, Shatem Omrim Darbezet, that you said this statement, Shatema, which I find to be a wonder, Zibetrachinale the Loibra, the Makra, that we forced the loyber to go through the tircha of selling the property to get the money. Why? That we say the whole point of the malva is he feels confident when there's sheba karkos, he's relying that there's karka, he'll get the karka. So Mor says that the story was tell him he had money. But he says it belonged to some goy. Fine. The doctor Marta Mesetas Arachin Perak Shuma Hayusam.
What exactly is the authority here? I mean, the basin is doing something which is not sort of the norm. What authorizes them to do that?
Bezin is pretty far-reaching power. In Bezin's arguments, there is a concept of a din merumah. We have this in Sanhedrin, right? That Bezin has a certain amount of authority to recognize that the story is not true. The scenario over there, the way they respond to it is they just basically ignore the person's claim. If the claimant is the one who's having the merumah, so Bezin says, "I'm sorry, we can't help you." Even though normally Bezin doesn't have a right to just walk away from a case, but if they feel that it's a din merumah, but the claim he's making is, even though it seems to be foolproof, you know, there's nothing, you can't prove it otherwise, but they know that this is not right, they'll basically ignore his claim. Over here, Bezin, from the circumstances, had the confidence that he really has the money, so he has a chiyuv to pay with money. So he says, so he's just playing a game, so we'll say, fine, pay with money. All we're doing is basically making him pay the money that he has. So he's refusing that money, we'll make him give different money. So at the end of the day, he ends up with, the fellow ends up where he's supposed to be at the end. The doctor Marta Maset is a rock and parak shumi yisayim. There's peace while chayv mitzvah. Mitzvah of the froya chayv. He has a chiyuv to pay the chayv. Ula amis the word of make his words true. The tziv hein tzedek. The pasuk is hein tzedek. The pasuk in Kisaitz says it's over there. The pasuk shot in the pasuk is referring to a container. Hin is the size of a certain container of volume, and it should be the container should not be improperly measured. But Chazal Darshan, the word is not the word hin, but the word hain, which means yes. Shehei hain shalchot tzedek, malav shalchot tzedek. When you say yes, you have a chiyuv to make your yes true, and you have a chiyuv to make your no true. So a person commits to do something, there's a mitzvah to do it. So he asked him, so the marmorim, the lekar boim, that which you say you only get 40 is by alois haseh, but by naseh, is makan and such as he said, I'm sure you. Cut him sha'over ala haseh, v'yeshu elokayim, this is before if he has not reached the point where it's impossible to do it, once you can't do it anymore, so you don't give any malchus at all. It's not a punishment. But beforehand, we would force him to do so. Now, the Gemara over there is talking about a case where the Gemara is talking about a case where the person died, left over a karka, left over yisamim katanim. So the person comes along and says, I have a sheep in the chasim, I want to collect from the yisamim. And the Papa explained that the Mishnah says that we don't do that because he says the ikar root of the chiyuv to pay back is the person's personal chiyuv, which is rooted in the mitzvah. And since yisamim are ketanim, they're not chayav mitzvahs, so you can't make them pay. So until they become gedarlim, there's no argument of to say, well, yeah, but I have a shibud on the karka. So the primary shibud is not the karka. The primary shibud is on the individual. It's not really a shibud on the individual. It's a chiyuv on him to do the proper thing. So you cannot put that onto the ketanim. So that's why over there there's no din of collecting from yisrael and ketanim. But he's saying yisrael and how the tashlum will work in general. Fine. Fine. Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chista. The man gives the woman the get, raise a gitech, gives her the get. But I do not want the gerushin to take effect till 30 days. Mahu. So she puts it into a place which is not owned by her. And now comes day 30, and it's not in her rishus for the get to take effect. It's in Sidur Rishus Rab. But it's not a Rishus Rab either, that we had the. Which is, but it's a place where a person has rishus to put something in Sidur Rishus Rabim. So they have rishus to use Sidur Rishus Rabim to place something there. So what's the luck in that situation? He said, Amar Le'en Megereshes. It won't work. How do I know that? Meet a Rabbi Shmuel. Based on Rabbi Shmuel's statement, the Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavel, the Bushi Tibur Mumanach Mashus Rabbin, we had before, in the case of the person died, the Mishnah called Kadham Zacha Behem. If it was sitting in the seat, if it was not in the person's rishus at the end of at the time of the death, so they want to say they want to be kind of mizrechab and them. Plushim in the karka would call a kind of mizrechab behem, and the more it says, if they were not in the rishus of the one who wants to receive it at the time of the death. So it won't be kind of. So here also, she will not be megareshes. And they said if it's in the rishus rabim, it doesn't work. So he said, "Receive the rishus rabim, it's rishus rabim." Out of rabba, Mar says maybe you should say the other way around. Megareshes. Mir of Nachman. Damar of Nachman. Amar Rav Ravua. Ha'omer lechaber meshech parazu lo tia kenilucha ad lachas shoshim yom. They tell the person do meshicha. And the Mashiach will take effect in day 30. Is kona. So even though we should have potentially a problem of kolsa kinyanoi, because the kinyan is not the place, but it's the act of being Mashiachit. And the end of 30 days, the Mashiach is not here anymore to take effect. He's still kona. But feel the boy agam, because since the logic of Mashiach is the act of taking the item to you, so even though it's sitting in an agam, which is a public place, but it's a place which you have a right to use, so we consider that as if the process of the Mashiach still exists on day 30, it's been brought to you, and so the kinyan is effective. So here also, the get has been brought to the woman and put in a place which she has rishus to use. My love, hainu agam v'hainu rishus tzid rishus rabim. So we should argue that agam and tzid rishus rabim are the similar regards to this halacha. The Mor says no. Lo, agam l'chud v'tzid rishus rabim l'chud. They're not the same. Ikud Amri Omerle Migureshis Mirav Nachman. There's a second version of his response. Rav Chisda said that they are Migureshis, like Rav Nachman said. And Sidra Shiram is like, it's like an Agam. Versus Adarab Enim Migureshis Mirav Shmuel, which is saying that it doesn't work, like Rav Shmuel said, because of putting a Rishus Harabim, if it's a Rishus Harabim, it's not kind of. And my love, behind Rishus Harabim, behind the Tidur Rishus Harabim, Tidur Rishus Harabim has the same as the Rishus Harabim. And the Gemara answered, Loi, Rishus Harabim Lachud, but Tidur Rishus Harabim Lachud, but Tidur Rishus Harabim is not the same as the Rishus Harabim. That would work to take effect after 30 days. Zakrash, the get is still there. It's not that the get became destroyed. But he said it should not take effect till day 30. So day 30, it's not in her rishos, but it's in a place which it was brought to her. And she had rishos to use it to put her items there, but it's not her rishos. She's sitting in her chatzar, she's divorced. Pasha. But over here, the act of the gerushin was by being given to her, and then we look at this as an extension of the act of her receiving it. So, whoever gets it first is Zayach. And it says, they said, if at the time of death it was in the Rishus of one of the individuals, they're kind of, but the case was it was sitting in Rishus Rab. It doesn't work. Unless you do a hagbah there. So the day 30 when the get is supposed to take effect, it's not in her Rishus. To the heavy a gerushin chayla that the gerushin should take effect. It's near the walls. People avoid walking that close to the side of the Rishus Rabim because they'll end up rubbing against the walls, which they don't want to do. So people will avoid walking over there. So you have Rishus to put something there. So the more it seems they're grappling with, do we say that is enough to say that there's an element of privacy that you can use that area for kinyan purposes? And that seems to be the two, the back and forth of the Gemara. Now we had back in the third parak that Sidur Shiram works for kinyan. The Gemara does not seem to have any machlokes about it. So Tosfos just asked the Zakasha. We had before in the third parak that the Mor Sinya Mikni is Kani B'Sidur Shiram. The Kenya works in B'Sidur Shiram. Over there is dealing with the issue of Kimle B'Rabim Minei, that the Chi of Shabbos and the Chi of Geneva should happen B'Vas Achas. The Chi of Geneva requires there should be a Kenyan. The Mor says that if in a case where he did Hagbah in Mishus Yachid before he took it out, the Chi of Geneva is immediate. The Chi of Shabbos not, he takes it out. The Mor says no, it's talking about a case he took out the Rishus Rabim. Mor says you're not cutting B'Shich and Rishus Rabim. Mor says no, we went to see the Rishus Rabim, and therefore the Chi of Kenyan of the Geneva and the Chi of Shabbos are B'Bas Achas. The Mor said for Dabar Pasha that works. Okay. Okay.
What was this case earlier on?
We had in the third paragraph. Yeah. This din that you can use the we look at the Mashiach is still effective after 30 days, or we look at the Nesinas HaGet that's still effective after 30 days. The more before, so the case was the person said Me'achshav Lachar Shlishim Yom. The Gemara says Ha'adam Arlei Kini is Me'achshav. The case that we say that you're kind of is that the person said Me'achshav Lachar Shlishim Yom. So then we can say the pshat is that what he's doing is saying that the mice now should allow it to it should the mice should be now with the and the process of the chalois takes a, it starts now, it doesn't finish its effect till after day till day 30. But if the person who says it should be effective day 30 and that's all, doesn't say me'achshav at all, then we say there's a problem with kosa kinyan, that this kinyan has no connection to the time the effect is supposed to take effect. The kinyan is not here to generate anything.
What's happening in the first 30 days in the first way you described it?
The way I understand it is what is happening? That's a hard word. So there's a freedom of an option how you can do kinyan. You know, I want to do a time lapse, right? So a person can say that I want it to be effective now, assuming that we reach day 30. Then when day 30 is reached, it works retroactively, and you own it totally from this point in time. That's one way of doing it. A person could say, I'm doing it that should take effect on day 30. I'm doing the kinyan now, and it should take effect on day 30, which we said by kesef, kinyan where kesef works, that works, because the shibud of the money is still here on day 30. So there's no problem that the kinyan is no longer effective. And then there is something where I want to say, they want to do the ma'aseh kinyan now, I don't want the chalois, which means the effectiveness should take place then. I want to stretch the time lapse of the effectiveness. I want to say that it should start taking effect now, and it should finish taking effect then. So normally the chalois it takes place in a millisecond. It doesn't have a time lapse for the chalois. You do the action, it automatically is chal. Over here, I want to, as it were, extend the chalois. I want the chalois to start taking effect now and finish taking effect then. So I don't have any real ownership until then, but I'm connecting the chalois from now till then.
So in cases where not money, so who's responsible in the meantime for whatever it might be?
The ownership is still the original owner. He has all ownership. Just in regards to, in words, I'm not stretching the mice, I'm stretching the moment of the chalois, but it's not until the chalois is finished, the purchaser doesn't own it yet. Okay, let's hold it here.